ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the latest episode of The Actual News. I'm here with Mike Bain and Jason Cordova. How we doing, gentlemen?
What's going on, bro? We chilling.
Oh, man. So we obviously know what we're going to talk about this week. All news has basically become one big piece of news.
Right.
It's all just melted together.
It's just different perspectives.
Yeah.
It's the same story running 24 hours a day.
Exactly. It's the rebellion against Upper America from Lower America. I would say the riots are mostly sparked by BLM, right? Black Lives Matter. And that's like the main cause. But then you also have a lot of other stuff sort of seeping into this. I mean, you have white supremacist groups who, like, obviously they're not out there for George Floyd. They're looting.
They're just there to fuck shit up.
Yeah. They're partially looting. People from all groups are looting. People from all groups have, you know, were there for their cause. So there's a lot of overlap and a lot of very confusing shit going on. So we're just going to dive in and talk about all of it. I mean, the first thing that we've all realized about this week is no one can pull themselves away from Twitter. I mean, I'm a guy that's always on it anyway. But yeah. Mike and Jason were just telling me, like, that is the place the information comes from now, right?
That's I never used to use Twitter. It's like I use that shit more than anything now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude, man.
I thought Twitter was just for nerds and furries.
Oh, God.
And it still is. Like, it's weird. It's weird watching someone with a sexy wolf argue politics with a dude who's got like a MAGA hat and sunglasses. It's just so weird.
Yeah, yeah.
As your avatars.
Especially when you're agreeing with the cartoon. You're like, this cartoon's making a ton of sense.
Twitter is the best place to watch a argument happen.
Yeah.
It's just like boom, 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 boom. It's like they catalog it so perfect so you can keep right up with it and shit.
It's so good.
There's so much fighting, but the weirdest thing of Twitter are the K-pop fans. Because they'll just come into an argument and just post pictures of a Korean dude just dancing. It makes no sense.
They have no snake in this game.
There's absolutely nothing.
they're apolitical.
Did y'all see the fucking hold on, my son's mad loud. Give me 2 seconds.
No worries.
Wouldn't it be great if all you hear is
anyway, now that we're back, violence is not the answer.
Did y'all see the fucking just people like trying to fucking profit off like the movement? Did you see like, I don't know if it was Fashion Nova, but it was like one of those fucking fashion people, and they had people protesting with like their fall, summer line of clothes and shit like that. I was like, are you gonna protest in high heels right now? Like, is this like just safety purposes? That was a bad idea, bro.
That is woke capitalism.
Dude,
right, exactly.
Which is some sick shit. It is worse than just being an open bad person. Is woke capitalism. Doc.
It's like Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, you're taking advantage of the fact that people like when you do the right thing to then profit off of it.
Yeah,
which doesn't even. Yeah.
Like, can you just not be selfish for 1 second?
Nah, dude, it's America.
Yeah. And it's like when I even see like these like terribly these already shitty comedians making shitty, like, dog, like, you already suck at comedy. You don't have the skill set to make a joke about this situation. Dog. You know what I'm saying? Dog, it's like, Jesus Christ, man.
It's bad, man. It's bad. And then also, go ahead.
Have you seen the video of the, it's in LA, or it should be somewhere in SoCal, and there's a Mexican dude boarding up a shop, and this white girl comes by, and she just gets out and asks him
to take the picture?
The screwdriver, just to take a picture, make it look like she was helping, and then got back in her car and took off.
Yo,
unbelievable.
I couldn't believe that. I saw that shit this morning, I was like, you gotta be shitting me.
They got the plates. They got the plates at the end of the video. They filmed the person's license plate. Yeah.
Like,
so
what the fuck?
That's what you got to do. Hey, at this point, it's either record nothing or record everything.
And you know what everything. This is a weird time for America, you can be a shitty person like 80% of the day and nobody would know. You know what I'm saying? But now it's just like any inkling of being a shitty person is getting like times 10 the exposure. And it's like, it's great, but it's bad for shitty people. You know what I mean?
Big time. Big time.
Like, Jesus Christ, man.
And the other thing is you don't know the sources leaking, right? So there's other things where I mean, this is obviously not what happened with this fucking white girl. Like, I saw that video, and that's clearly the thing. But you take, for example, you guys remember, geez, this must have been like a year ago now, at least, the thing where there was a video of a kid fighting with a Native American guy, and he was like sort of in his face, and he's wearing a red MAGA hat, right? That video came out, and I mean, it looks like what it looks like is that this, you know, racist Trump supporter is yelling at this Native American guy. And that was within probably a 2-minute clip. And this goes out of control to the point that Kathy Griffin takes it, shares it, and she goes, name them, shame them, dox them. Like something like that. Like, get their info, get it out there. As it turns out, this kid is 16 years old. And that doesn't make wearing a Trump hat like a good thing by any means, and I still wouldn't do it. But they were on like a school trip, and there was some place selling the hats, and he got it, and he was wearing it. And then more video comes out, and he didn't, like, get in this guy's face. The guy kind of came up to him, and then he, like, smirked back at him. He didn't yell anything at him. He didn't really do anything. I mean, again, I don't think it's a great look to fucking wear a Trump hat, but Kathy Griffin shouldn't call for this kid's head
off of this. Yeah, that's what, like, even, like I posted comic, I use that term loosely.
Yeah.
Fucking you know how like when you like on Facebook or something, you don't know who somebody is until you see your mutual friends and they're all comics, like, oh, this guy must be a comedian or something like that.
Yeah.
He put just some ignorant ass post. So I just screenshotted and posted it, like, yo, this is just some ignorant shit. That was the whole gist of me posting it.
Yeah.
And then like everybody's fucking like whatever comment, and they're gonna do that anyway. So I don't feel bad about anybody commenting or anything. Yeah. And then fucking somebody I know, like, went through his fucking Facebook and, like, posted his address. I'm like, come on,
bro. No.
Like, don't do that, man. Like, like, I don't want to result in somebody's murder or ass whooping or, like, you know, even a racist motherfucker. It's just like, come on, bro. Like, don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And you know what else? Go ahead.
I just saw a video an hour ago, and it was in Medford, Massachusetts. And these Brazilian kids were fighting these Haitian kids in the woods. They were hanging, someone said something, you know, just two different groups got into a fight. And then, of course, because of what's going on, it turned into a racial thing. And these girls were like docs, with docs in all of them. And it's like, dude, they're just 16-year-old dudes throwing punches.
Yeah. You know,
this is nothing. They were just fighting over some chick. Some dude came in who was Haitian and goes, nah, they weren't even, we're just fighting because we were fighting. What are you doing?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, man, you don't dox kids. And here's the other thing, man. I don't think it's pretty fucked up that doxing feels necessary to some people because their actual law enforcement won't help them, right? Like, that's what the fucking law enforcement is for, is they go to the addresses of people that have done shit that's wrong and they shut them down. But that is not even close to their function at this point, right? You see, as a system, it's just, again, not to uphold what is right, it's to uphold what is lawful. And these laws are being changed in front of citizens' eyes every day.
Right.
Without us voting on it. And first and second of all, nobody ever voted on the lockdown, right? I mean, it was a justifiable move in some ways.
Right.
With the information given. But now that we have more information and there's no update, and also I believe the people have fucked it. Well, it wasn't really up to us, but it's bad that the government now knows that they're able to do this.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I'm thinking that shit too. It's not a good power to know they have.
No, man, it's not a good precedent. And, you know, it letting them use COVID-19 as an excuse is to shut us all down is not the thing. Right. And it's like, they say shit like, okay, well, you know, you can't overrun the hospitals. You guys are the fucking ones who aren't funding the hospitals properly. Okay, don't put this on the people who are not in control. Put this on the people who are in control.
Right.
Let's not forget that. It's.
And what they do is like with that example in particular, it's like then they try to. What I realize is like, and then they try to add the smoke and mirrors by trying to make it seem like the answer is way more complicated than it has to be. It's just like you said, like, you just fund hospitals, it would just be better. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they're like, well, they always say you can't get it perfect, but you can get it better. And that's the fucking point. Go on. Yeah,
right. It's just like, and it's just so much. And it's like, America's like, it's like, come on. Like, everybody knows that there's money, like, in America, bro. Like even America's brokest day is 98% of every country's best day on fucking ever.
Yeah, you know? All day.
Like, They just gave everybody $1,200. That's a lot of people. To even $1,200 as one person isn't that much, but to think that they gave that to every single citizen pretty much in America, yeah. That's a lot of money to just throw out in like 2 weeks, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Big time. Big time. On top of the fact that they just threw out – yeah, on top of the fact that that is a tiny portion of what was given out at that point. Because they gave out a bunch of money so fucking McDonald's wouldn't go out of business. You know what I mean? Who gives a fuck? Nobody. Right. There's nobody on the planet who's like, well, all right, I'm not going to say that. But most people are not like, take my grandma, keep McDonald's. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. Let him go out of fucking business.
But my thing is, like, I don't understand. I don't understand that shit because, like, it's like, They pick the rules they want to play by when it's convenient for them. Like, you know, capitalism is about, you know, you work whatever. This is the ideology of you work whatever. You build a success, and you got to maintain that success however you got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
Now, and when it's like some, like, everybody's in the house and nobody's buying Big Macs, now all of a sudden, like, you need help, but you don't want to help other people, and they ask for fucking help and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, it's like you play both sides of the coin when it's convenient for you. You know what
they
I mean?
Change the rules anytime because they tell you that capitalism is fair and that it just comes down to if you win, you win, and if you lose, you lose.
That's
and if
it.
You lose, you pull yourself up by your bootstraps. But here's the thing. What they've done, when COVID hit, everybody went to zero, and then the government decided who was going to get the money. That is socialism. And that is socialism for the rich because they decided that the large businesses would get the most. If we let it play out as capitalism should, if we had a free market, they would have let all of that fucking fail, as it should have. Why wasn't McDonald's more prepared? Shouldn't they have pulled themselves up by their bootstraps?
Why don't you have 6 months worth of money saved up? Like, where's that 6 months worth of money everybody's supposed to have saved up?
Come on, Boeing. You should have been more careful. You should have worked harder.
Jesus, It's that simple.
We can blame coal miners for making a bad job choice, but we can't blame fucking airlines for not preparing for the fact that people get sick.
Yeah, on top of that, if the place goes out of business, these people don't suffer. They don't die. Their business dies. They get bankruptcy. Nothing happens to them. They still are rich people. It's ridiculous. Right. It's ridiculous.
Even when rich people go to jail, they still live in rich jail.
Yeah, dude. Bro, like, the jail from Goodfellas, like, where they're all cooking pasta.
Once you're a certain level of rich, there's just no consequences anymore. You know what I mean?
You're broken through. And it's just crony bullshit. And it's fucking, everyone's waking up. Like, this used to be shit that I would say, legit a year ago, I'd say this shit to people, and they were like, oh, okay, buddy. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just like, finally, this is the public, this is in the public ethos and shit, you know?
Right.
It's good. I mean, it's good in a way. It sucks that it took this long because, man, with all this surveillance stuff, I mean, I'll tell you one thing that really is freaking me out. The combination of the surveillance, how easily they're able to ID people, and then also, at the same time, Trump's defining Antifa as a terrorist organization, right? Like, after 9/11, they were able to change laws based on that were built for citizens' privacy, where they were saying, okay, if someone looks or appears to be a terrorist, which meant a member of Al-Qaeda, which meant anyone that looked Muslim or Arab, they could approach them. They broke tons of fucking laws to do this, and there's been no justice for it at any point. Now, consider that these laws are in place to stop terrorism, and now they're categorizing Antifa as a terrorist organization.
That's all you got to do is, like, once you don't like the group, you just put them in that group that you get to fuck with, and then that's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and now these white people who didn't speak up for Muslims are going to be accused of being Antifa people, and they're going to come in and fuck you up. I mean, dude, I look like a fucking Antifa terrorist. Look at me. I'm wearing a fucking flannel. I'm constantly complaining to the government. I have this beard. Like,
you're not gender queer enough to be Antifa, dude.
Yeah, they're like, nah, his voice is too deep for this. Yeah. Like, it's fucking
Antifa. I'm okay with them getting fucked.
But dude, they're gonna just use it to. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, go after anybody. It just grounds to fuck with people.
They're coming for the whites. I'm telling you. I'm telling the poor whites. They're coming for them. You fucking people that are out there with your bandana and you're like taking down the U.S. government. You're about to see what that means, okay? And I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm saying you're about to see what that actually means. And then you're going to move back to a suburb. and become a fucking financial analyst. Like, dude, right. it's not as pretty
as the pictures make it seem. And that's what I want to understand about like we're fucking like these people reporting all these fucking protests and shit. This is like, what is like focusing like on the like those looters and rioters. That's like a small percentage of the act. Like most people don't have the balls to break into a store. If that was the case, people would be breaking the stores all year round. Like, you know, like, how many times have you seen a store really get broken into?
I know, dude.
Yeah, like, most people don't have the balls to do that. So that's probably, like, let's say, let's pretend like there's 1,000 people. That's probably 7 people doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you can use that to misrepresent everyone else.
And then they try to, like, focus on, like, not the issue at hand. They just use that as grounds to focus on something not being as important. It's like, you ever got caught cheating? Mm-hmm. And then the girl like approaches you about being cheating, and then she gets so mad she starts asking specifics like, "Well, did you fuck her? Did you eat her pussy? Like all that shit doesn't matter. Like you just call me cheating, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, like that shit don't fucking matter, dog. Like this is like it is what it is at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, it's so much compounding shit, and it's just like, man, it's everything's changed so much. Like the way we communicate." And, like, it almost becomes, like someone earlier was saying, like, people are trying to people make these arguments and they don't realize you're not sitting in a room with two of your friends. There's a different context. You're broadcasting. And so what you're making is an argument of the entire situation as opposed to your thing. And what you got a bunch of white people doing is basically saying, most cops are good because in my suburb, we never have issues.
Right.
Right. That's not reflective of the entire situation. You're fucking, you went to college. Look up statistics. Look them up. Shut up. And so it's like,
just go on Twitter, like we said before. Like, it was so funny. Like, and it's like, you could tell cops are so used to doing whatever the fuck they want. Like, after the George Floyd shit, right? And I'm thinking, as a logic, if I was a cop, I would be chilling the fuck out. Like, I would just think that cops would be like, all right, let's chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Like, the same night, like, I seen a video of somebody, these cops didn't even know they was getting recorded, and they were just beating the shit out of this dude. Like, just beating the shit out of him. Dog. And it's just like they still don't give a fuck. Like, with all this shit, and they still like, nah, I'm still going to go whoop somebody's ass. Dog.
There's never been a consequence. There's never been a consequence for these guys.
Mm-hmm. A lot of it's just perspective, man. Like, I was talking to a girl up here in New Hampshire, and she said she grew up in this town, and they had 6 cops. So she knew them. They were
she
if you grew up in a little town, you know the cops aren't these stormtroopers that you don't know. They're just a guy down the street from you, and usually he's good to you. You know, you know him, your kids play together,
your family and shit.
When you live in a city, like the NYPD has a police force that's larger than most countries' militaries. And a lot of those dudes are police in places they never fucking live in. And you get these different people arguing, and they don't realize what that's like.
The community thing's a great point because there's a connection. You trust the cops. On top of that, they trust you. So there's not this weird – like, dude, you're not going to shoot someone you've been seeing living in a certain neighborhood their entire lives. You're not going to do that, man.
But that's what I don't understand about, like, policing. I always wondered, like, all right. If I wanted to, like, you know, like, especially we're all from Mass, we know, like, how unions work, right? Like, if you want to get into a Boston Carpenters Union, you have to be from Boston.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want to go in the Lawrence Carpenters Union, you got to be from Lawrence. Like, why isn't the cops like that? Like, if you want to police in Boston, you got to be from this neighborhood, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would only make perfect sense, like, because it's like, if you're from that neighborhood, I mean, I'm not saying that the chance, I'm not saying you won't do no fucked up shit, but the likelihood of you will be way smaller. You know what I'm saying? Like I got a cousin, like, he's a cop, and he's like, he has like a million basketball leagues. He coaches, everybody fucking knows him. So if he was to do something wild, like, everybody would know he did it. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't be able to hide that shit. You feel me? Like, I always be wondering, like, why don't just have police in the neighborhood you're from? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. It's, I mean, I don't know how that built out into something different. It does suck because the network's been built so big that, look, these guys get sent to court and everyone's going, they're going to get charged. They're going to get, you have to keep an eye on this shit after the fact because there are 3 or 4 different things that can happen after this that clear these guys. There have been guys in these situations who have gotten back pay. Like, they were out and they got back pay. They got vacations. They got paid suspensions. Mm-hmm. There are these deals that are worked out, and you obviously want to have – look, man, you want to have a stronger police force than you do criminals, but really, if you look at it, that depends on all the rules. And right now, the rules are changing so much, so quick, especially with social media and shit. I haven't even had a chance to look into Trump's executive order in terms of him getting censored. They wanted to take down something he had said. And a lot of liberal people are like, yeah, take it down. But you don't understand the precedent you're setting. That means these people can take down anything at any time.
Right.
And it's like, dude, you're playing a very careful game. We're writing the laws every day as we go through this. We didn't know social media was going to take over.
Dude, it's next level shit. Who expected that Logan Paul would be leading a Black Lives Matter protest? And that, dude, he's given profound speeches. He's clearly going to run for office. Meanwhile, his brother's fucking looting a Cheesecake Factory. It's just fucking, but they're all doing it online. That's what's insane.
Right, they're not even going like the traditional routes like that people usually have to do to get to these positions and shit.
But dude, they're smart. The traditional route doesn't even exist. It's all digital.
Right, and that's what it is. It's just that it's just going against that old thinking. You know what I mean? Like this is like the next like couple elections, they're probably just gonna be all social media campaigns. Like why would you even waste your time fucking going from state to state?
Yeah, old voters is why people still do it, but. Yeah. It's tricky because, you know, Bernie Sanders had this big, great digital campaign and they really reached a lot of places, and then other shit happened too, so it's really hard to say, but like you need more than that.
You shouldn't go on stage with Killer Mike. How about that? Yeah. I swear to God, every time I see Killer Mike, it just makes me
angry.
Not angry. He just like, it's like, I remember one time I was chilling at, remember McGreevy's, the comedy club?
Yeah.
And I was chilling with Peter Martin and he said something that was so minuscule, but it fucking just stuck with me for my whole life. He said, I'm sick of people who just mean well. You know what I'm saying? Like people where they just mean well, like that's not enough, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's like, that's how I feel. Like you mean well, but you like, you really don't know. You're not qualified to be doing what you're doing, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. I might be wrong. You know
No. I understand. Like, it's fucked up because you see these celebrities, and usually when they speak up, it's one of those things where you're just like, shut up. You have a life. You enjoy it. Shut up. But after Trump, the landscape changed, and I've switched my opinion on this because Cardi B puts up a video every day.
Right.
And at first, like, especially most white people see this and they're like, okay, well, we don't need someone like this weighing in on. But then you really look at it, and Cardi B had verifiable, like, you can look at the numbers. She enacted actual change and convinced people to go vote for a progressive candidate.
Yeah, I know. I did see that.
Yeah. So it's tricky because
it's a slippery slope. It's not clear cut left or right. I understand that.
I think the big thing is being fucking specific. That's right. How you don't do woke capitalism, because these fucking actors get up and they go, "We all just have to get along," and that's not the same message as police brutality is bad. That's not the same message as vote for this person specifically.
It's like, you ever seen that movie, Blue Hill Ave?
Yes. That's with,
drugs and shit. Like, it got, Alan Payne in it.
And it's the guy, is it the Goodfellas? Like,
Nah, it's like black dudes.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
So anywho, but that's not the point. So these guys are fucking drug dealers, right? And then they go to like the big drug dealer. And then he's really a pimp, but he just sells drugs on the side, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then he said he's trying to shut down their drug business. And he was like, why are you trying to do that? He's like, because in business, it's always good to specialize. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And that's what I'm saying. That's how I feel about, like you said, that woke capitalism. Like, you can say whatever, but you have to specialize in something. Like, if you want to get people to vote, that's what you specialize. If you want to focus on police brutality, that's your specialty. You know what I mean? You can't just give these broad statements like, yeah, we just need to just get rid of all the racist pigs. Okay, how do we do that? You know what I'm saying? Like, can you point me in a direction somewhere? You know what I'm saying?
You're right. Yeah. Right now, someone's sitting in a boardroom for Nabisco figuring out, do we put up a post for Pride Month or Black Lives Matter? Like, what do we do? Or do we acknowledge COVID?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, if you wanted to enact the change, you would be specific about this. But if you wanted to appear like you are without taking any actual action, you would be vague. And it's like when people like did, and these companies are fucking up now because they try to be so general that they screw it up. The best example is that Pepsi protest or commercial.
Did you guys see that?
Dude, this is the most, like, this literally, every time I say it out loud, it sounds like a parody of America. This was a couple of years ago, I want to say.
Was it Occupy?
It was after Occupy. I want to say it was a recent Black Lives Matter protest, which just gets forgotten.
Ferguson. About. It was
Ferguson. Yeah.
So what happened in the commercial?
So I believe it's Kendall Jenner. I get them all mixed up all the time. But Kendall, so there's people protesting, and then there's a bunch of cops on the other side, and there's a big gap between them, right? And there's a lot of tension. And then finally, Kendall Jenner walks out from the crowd across to a cop
with a Pepsi,
a fresh Pepsi.
They're all in riot gear too. And he lifts up his visor and takes a sip and goes, and then everyone cheers. And
Pepsi ends racism. Like, at that point, you might as well just say that.
Yeah, like the message is basically, we got to stop talking about this. It's fine. Just let the black people suffer. Just like, that's the message. Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, it's unfucking believable.
And that's how you know, like, these people, like, who run these billion-dollar companies are just so old and detached. You know what I'm saying? From, like, what's actually going on. Like, oh, there's a race war. Well, people like Pepsi, right? Because we just make a commercial where they come together because of Pepsi. And, oh, my God, you're a genius.
Dude, they're so dumb. So many times for extra money, I've done these focus groups where you sit in a room and they give you a product. And I did one this year for Nature's Bounty, which is some goofy granola shit.
Yeah, and I think I know
they
that.
They wanted to call it their new marketing campaign, their consumers Bounty Hunters. And I go, this isn't a smart idea. And they kept – and there's people behind a glass mirror, two-way mirror watching – and they just go, they keep sending the woman back out. And I go, look, Bounty Hunter, I know it sounds cool. You think maybe a cowboy or a Boba Fett. But in reality, a bounty hunter is a dude who hunts someone down and strips them of their freedom, like Dog the Bounty Hunter. Often there's a racial component. This could piss a lot of fucking people off.
Not a lot of black bounty hunters out there.
They refused to take, they were like, no. Because they have a room full of people who've been paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to come up with a dumb fucking idea. And they don't care that they're wrong.
And that's what it, and I was actually saying something kind of along those lines the other day, is that I was talking about actually one of my friends, and the reason why I think one of my friends is like, he's not like this, he's a smart guy, but he's not really smart, is just because his mind doesn't let him entertain the fact that he's wrong. You know what I mean? You know people like that? Like, their mind can't even go down that road. Like roads to entertain the fact that they might just be wrong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what these companies are like. Just because you get paid $500,000 a year to make, and you may have had success doing this, does not mean that this idea is a good idea. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, not to mention it's so insular. Like they're all yes men. They all get paid. Like if the most money got you the best results, then Mike Bloomberg would be the candidate right now.
Right.
Because that dude, but his campaign was literally one of the worst because that guy has surrounded himself with nobody but people who will say, yes, sir, that's a good idea, Mr. Bloomberg, and that's bad for you, you know.
Right.
In terms of creativity. Let me end this chat, and then we'll jump into another one.
All right, cool. Is it going to be the same link or a different link?
Different link. I'll send it to the chat.
All right, cool. Email it to me real quick.
No doubt.
Now, the funny thing about what you're saying about recording, so China was recording everything, but in America, they don't even have to, like, increase surveillance because everyone's just kind of doing it on their own. because they gave us iPhones, they gave us all personal cameras, and now we record everything, which in some cases helps us, like with George Floyd, but in other cases, you have an entire population just kind of snitching on themselves.
Yeah, that's
everyone saying don't put up rioting videos, because I you can see every, and dude, there was this dude got shot in Omaha, and I've already seen five different angles of it.
Yeah. Yeah, man, and it's crazy because you're right, because it's a very confusing situation, because at this point, it's basically inevitably record everything. I mean, there's a moral question where it's like, do you put up the video to expose the cops, or do you not put it up to protect the people who are in the video who are not cops? Because that's also the reality of the situation is like, dude, after the Ferguson riots, they went through all those videos and they picked out all the people that were there. And they slowly tracked them down, and they were able to ruin a lot of people's lives. And so, like, there's some people that are going to these protests, and I'm like, I don't think you understand. I think it's the right thing to do, but I don't think you really understand the risk.
You don't know what you're really getting yourself into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Because like, all those like laws you break when you're at a riot is federal crime. You know what I mean? Like, people don't understand. Like, once that franchise tag of federal is on any crime you do, that's a whole different bracket, bro. You know what I mean?
Once you get felony. I was a bunch of my friends finally getting their gun licenses, and one of my friend goes, I feel fucked because I have felonies from fighting when I was a kid. I actually punched a police officer.
Wow.
So he can't vote and he can't buy a gun ever, just for the rest of his life. You're done. Those rights to you as an American just don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
You don't get to decide who your president or who your mayor is.
God damn. That's the thing, man. You should be able to vote. I mean, this is a whole other discussion, but there's a lot of advocacy for prisoners being able to vote. And it makes sense. Like, think about it. Like, not everyone who's locked up is a fucking murderer. Most of them are just breaking what seem to be sort of maybe not minuscule, but ultimately unimportant things,
right?
You know? Yeah, I'm in prison.
What I don't understand about like a lot of like laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, let's look black people because we're talking about black people. It's like, okay, you don't care about black people, but you care about the guy selling drugs in a black neighborhood, like that, like you know what I'm saying? So what the like that doesn't make sense to me, Ty.
Yeah,
like,
it's not that they don't care; they care in a negative way. They care to punish. But not to, you know, protect and to, and the thing, there's all these other issues where you have like, you think about the people who are behind this stuff, and you'd like to believe that these people just go by the book and they do what they do, but they're vindictive. They have enemies. Their job is to take down criminals, and whoever is identified as a criminal to them is a criminal, right? Whether that is a protester or, you know, something worse. I mean, dude, you're seeing these videos and like, some of them, I think the cops are provoked. I think some of them are a gray area. But there are plenty of moments where you see these guys approaching protesters, just losing their shit, getting mad, fire them. Hey, fire them. If you fucking murder someone, you go to prison. Why are you less tethered to the law when you are the person who is supposed to uphold it the most?
Right.
Why wouldn't a cop get in more trouble?
But that's what like everybody is like pretty much trying to get the world, if that's the right way to understand. It's just like, yo, like, murder is murder, dog. Like, it doesn't matter what you affiliated with, like, you know what I mean? It's just like, because like, you could, if that was the case, then you could just say, all right, all surgeons are on a different playing field than everybody now, you know what I'm saying? I'm a surgeon, I killed somebody, and then it's like, all right, whatever, it was an accident, whatever, fuck it, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, and it was like that. It's like that Chris Rock joke. Like the wasn't one of his best specials.
Bad apples, right?
Yeah, exactly. What he said, like, there can't be no bad apples. Like you can't. There's some jobs you just can't be shitty at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the stupidest thing about that phrase.
A different class.
Yeah, they have created a different class.
I don't know if this is still the way it works, but in the state of New Hampshire, for a while they had the death penalty, but only if you killed a cop. You could kill a regular dude and just go to jail, but if you killed a cop, then they could kill you. They literally said, this is a special person that you can't kill. If you kill one of these people, we kill you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Say that one more time.
in the state of New Hampshire, they had the death penalty. It might still be this way. I got to research, but it was for a while. But they could only use it if you killed a cop. So let's say I butchered my wife or some random guy down the street. I could only go to get a life imprisonment. But if I did that to a cop, then they could put me to death.
Yeah. It's, wow. That is very strange.
And in particular, with the George Floyd incident, there's no way, the reason why it would piss me off is you can't plead ignorance on this thing. There's no way you're gonna lay on somebody's neck for 10 minutes straight and think that he's gonna be all right. Even when you watch UFC, after a while the ref's all right, he's done, dog. Yeah. Get the fuck off this dude, dog. You're gonna kill him, dog. You know what I'm saying? You can't when you know how it is, you know how, as you get older, the more, when I was 20s, I was willing to fight, fist fight way more than when I'm in my 30s now. Because, getting a fight as a 30-year-old man is a way different experience, dog. You're fighting a full-grown man, dog. You know what I mean? You're not fighting some drunk dude at the bar. That's a whole different type of fight. And imagine a full-grown man, 180 up, just kneeling on your neck, dog.
And here's the thing, it's either malicious,
yeah,
or this guy is in such a cocky position that he killed a man and didn't notice. Where's the good scenario? Point. Yeah, dude, he had hand in his pocket. He's leaning
just smoking a cigarette.
You can't say that you felt like you was in danger with your hands in your pocket.
There's literally no argument. There's not there's always this fucking thing where they go, well,
they get to play a gray area.
Yeah, because he reached for his waistband and it's he's pulling up his fucking pants. This is a couple of years ago and I don't remember if this video or not, but this guy is on his hands and knees. This is in the US and he's crawling forward with his hands up, right? So he can barely move. And he's crawling toward the cops, and then his pants fall down, and so he reaches down to pull his pants up, and they shoot him in the head.
This was in Vegas. They lit him up. They shot him. And they asked the cop afterwards who did it, do you regret what you did? And he said, no, I would do it the same way all over again. This is after they let him off. And he gave him different orders. He told him to stand up and lay down. And the guy got fucking confused and then just
– And he's wearing basketball shorts, right?
Yeah, he's
wearing basketball shorts.
Dog. It's so ridiculous, dude.
It's you can barely hold your fucking dick up with basketball shorts, man. And it's that's the shit where I'll be talking about with shit. It'd be like that, where it'd be trust me, bro, I grew up in the hood, dog. I don't know one person in my life who's fought a cop, bro. Yeah. Not one. Black people we don't fuck with cops like that, dog.
It's always a white guy.
Trying to avoid cops. No, unless he's maybe high on some crack or some meth. People don't just fight a cop, bro, dog. Because it's and black people, we've had so many encounters with cops. We know, all right, even if, let's say, I was in my old neighborhood, I shoot a cop, bro. You know how many cops are going to just be there for the next 6 months just fucking people up, dog? It's not like you just shoot a cop and then that's it. You know what I mean? There's going to be a whole 10 cop police detail for the next year over there, dog. And they're just going to be harassing people, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. There's a video of a white guy and he squares up with the cop. And he actually tosses him. He does a wrestling move. And I was my immediate thought was, he's getting away with that because he's a white guy. And that was all the comments, too. You're squaring up. Dude, if you were black, they would just fucking shoot you. Are you joking?
He wouldn't even have got that far.
No, dude. You're squaring up and you're look what I can do. I mean, I guess that's.
And even what everybody's saying about when those people protesting with assault rifles at that city hall when they was getting tired of the COVID shit. It's see, these people actually have guns, dog. And they brought the guns to whatever reason they brought the guns.
Dude, they went into the state house. Are you joking?
With assault rifles, dog.
If black people had guns going into the state house.
These black people don't even – they're a presumption that they have a gun. They don't even know if they have a gun. These people actually have guns. They didn't draw – they're yelling in their face. They didn't draw their guns. They're just sitting there calmly nah, man. It's just – it's just this, it's so fucked up. And it's like, it, the George Floyd was like, it was such a blatant like example of how fucked up it is. Like, this is why the uproar is coming from, you know what I mean?
It's just undeniable. After a certain point, it's undeniable. That guy died in such blatant fashion. Like, dude, how, like, other countries are protesting against our police force. Come on. No human being wants to see that. It's fucking gross, dude. It's fucking, yeah. And there's people I know who will side with cops on, like, this stuff, and they always say it's not this one.
Like, that was just straight murder. You know what I'm saying? If you saw that same video with, take the cop aspect out of it, if you just seen two guys fighting and one dude leaned on some dude's neck for 10 minutes, you'd be like, yo, that dude just killed that dude. That would have been the same thing. But just because you got a badge, now all of a sudden we need to look at this and like, nah, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. And then you got the cops standing there, the other three of them.
No, two of them was holding the guy down.
Oh, okay.
Did you see that video?
No, I haven't seen the other angle.
There's another video from another angle. So while, because you know, like the video, George just shows the guy on his neck.
Yeah.
So they got a video from another angle. There's one cop holding him at the waist and another one holding his feet down.
Yeah. Oh, so he can't even roll.
So there's three cops on that dude at that time. And then the Asian cop was just sitting there, like trying to keep the other people away.
They killed him.
And it's like, yo, it's like, for real, it's like, yo, it's just like, nobody can take, like, let's pretend, like, there's no way you can feel at threat from an unarmed person and you got four other people with you. How can you feel, like, at threat?
And you have weapons and he doesn't.
It's, you got, like, multiple weapons.
Yeah. It's,
most people will fall to the ground if you spray pepper spray in their face.
They slowly killed him on camera. In front of everyone.
And then he just got up like it was nothing. Like, all right, let's go get coffee.
It's fucking, yeah.
I've heard a lot of people ask, oh, like, people attacked the girl who videotaped it. And some of the, they're like, I can't believe, everyone's, there's always this thing where dudes will watch something happen. And afterwards, they're tough guys going, yo, that shit wouldn't happen if I was there. And I go, yes, it would've.
Oh, my God, yes, it would've.
Because you would know that if you started swinging at those cops, they might fucking shoot you. And that's it. And you're not about to die for some random guy. Obviously, when you look back on it and you realize how big it is, you feel differently. But in that moment, most people, when fear hits them, they puss out.
Yeah.
You know? It's understandable. No, you don't want to fucking die.
And especially like those are black people recording, and like black people already have a healthy fear of cops. So it's just like, like I said earlier, like we try to avoid cops as much as possible. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like when I'm driving and I see a fucking siren go off, I automatically think it's me for like at least 3 seconds. I'm, oh, fuck, man, here we go with this bullshit. But then it's like when they drive past, I was like, whoo, you know what I'm saying? But it's crazy, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Have you been profiled bad, you think, like when you've been pulled over and shit?
I've been
like, bad. Obviously, but like
in my younger days, probably I say like in my 20s, me and one of my best friends, D, I've been pulled over with that dude well over 30 times, Doc.
Yeah.
Well over 30 times.
Always what, lane violation?
Like just anything, like just, Doc. Anything. It was just like, especially like some times where we used to ride like four deep with our two other people. It's like, yo, you're getting pulled over, Doc. Like you can't have a shitty ass car riding with four black dudes. Like you're getting pulled over at some point. It's not happening. You're not gonna drive around with four dudes in a shitty car all day and not get pulled over. It's not gonna happen.
I
remember I was dating an Arab girl and we were driving back from Vermont, like her grandmother lived up there, and we would come back to Boston, and I'm like, I'm tired, can you take over? And I always drive 5 miles above the speed limit, and she's just going perfectly 65, and I'm like, you go 70, you can do 5 over. She goes, no, and so she does, and then I fall asleep and I wake up to just a cop pulling us over, and I go, fuck.
Yeah.
As soon as it happened, I was like, I'm going to get fucking chewed out right now. Oh, dude. I got my ass reamed out for the rest of the ride home.
Yeah, because regardless of what the legal implication, like even if there's a ticket, there's something far worse. And you're just getting a verbal ass whooping for the next fucking
rest
of the ride anyway.
I never felt safe when I saw cops. I always felt anxious and afraid.
I'm in your boat. I'm in your camp where I think we're in the age group where it started to shift so much. Like I was saying to you guys earlier, it's actually not on the episode because it was before, but I got tear gassed in college before. I've been cuffed and like slammed up against the trunk. You know, just plenty of that kind of shit.
Sorry. And,
no, no worries, man. We're just the subject has not changed. It's still anti-cop. Yeah. Jason leaves for 2 minutes. We're like, you know what? Actually, I don't really see the issue here.
Yeah. Once Jason left, we changed our tone.
Two white guys, we start going, well, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong. You can't leave white guys alone for too long, man.
Right. And I was, you know, it's funny. I was talking to one of my friends about, like, people who kind of do that. Because yeah. I was just like, you know what would be funny with me? Like, you know when you see, like, those people who are, like, they'll be at work. And we've seen, like, videos and shit. Everybody's seen videos and shit like this. But it's, like, that white dude, he'll go to work. He's cool with everybody, blah, blah, blah. But behind closed doors, he's, like, a KKK leader. Or yeah. It's, like, but if you spend all day pretending you're not this, you might as well just not be racist, all right? You know exactly. what I'm saying? Like, that's exactly. just, like, I never, like, that's just a stupid thing to do. Like, you sit there, you interact with people, blah, blah, blah. You have fun, you invite them over, but it's, like, from 9 to 12, you're just a racist. Like, that's, like, a stupid, like, I never understand. Like, you might as well just not be racist, bro.
You're not racist all day, and then you run home, and you just hug your swastika, and you're like,
like right, it's like, it's like when you're a kid, and you've been waiting all day to play that new video game you got, you know? It's just like, I can't wait to play Smash Brothers when I get home.
He's just rushing home, and as soon as he opens the door, he just screams racial slurs, like,
yeah, no, he just goes on Xbox Live, dude. He just goes on Xbox Live and just yells them.
Right. That's how they get their frustrations out.
I know, but it's like it's a crazy thing because like now they're nailing all these white kids who while they're in high school, they'll go on some website and they'll post a bunch of racist stuff, and then when they go to college, someone will release that. So there's some kid that got into Harvard, and then they released something of him saying the N-word, and they got rid of it. And it's like, all right, that'll probably snuff it out.
Did you see those people doing that George Floyd challenge shit?
No.
I saw one picture of it.
It was pretty much white kids taking pictures of kneeling on their friend's neck and the hashtag is George Floyd challenge.
Yeah, and the fucking George Floyd challenge is you fucking hold your breath for 9 minutes.
Right.
Good luck, dude.
And then fucking I was watching some shit earlier. Did you see that was two radio personalities that got fired?
Yeah, in Rochester, New York, those ones. Yeah,
for fucking saying, pretty much insinuating, like, that the rioters, so they didn't want to say nigga, so they said, were they acting N-wordly? Like, and the third dude was like, yo, you can't say that. They was like, why not? Like, you what? Know why not?
Dude, like, it's wordless.
You're saying, you're calling it the N-word, so you know you're not supposed to be saying it, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes. Oh my God.
It was just like, yo, like, and it's like, and that's the thing about like when you see shit like this, is like now that overt racism comes out, you know what I mean? Like, like it gets a lot worse before it gets better. Now you're going to just see blatant racist, like, this is outrageous. You know what I'm saying? Like,
dude, easily. Who's going to defend those two fucking radio hosts? That's the thing, is like people will come out and defend him and be like, but I also like whatever with George Floyd. And what I want people to understand is that it's not like words you're just saying all day. That's what people think social media is, because you say these words and they float away and it never comes up again. Social media is basically like a billboard. Like it's a billboard with your fucking name and your face on it. And you're choosing every day what to put on the billboard. And again, like, I don't think it's something you should take super seriously by any means. People shouldn't take themselves too seriously, but this is your choice. And you're either going to defend the two radio hosts or George Floyd today.
That's the only option.
What's the more important thing right now?
It's like, I was watching those radio hosts, and they was going in for a while. And the third guy was trying to stop them, but they
in New York?
Were so insistent on.
Oh my God, dude! That sucks.
Yeah, you can tell the other guy was like, as he was talking, he's like, they know they're losing their jobs, right?
He was like,
I'm going to give you an opportunity to walk this back, you dumb motherfucker. You just said this on air.
Is the third guy one of the hosts?
Yeah, it was. Well, I guess it's just I guess it was the two people that got fired, that's their show, and then there was just another guy on, like, you know what I mean?
Just like, the only, they were like, we decided to invite a man with a brain on today.
Yeah, it's just white people be saying nigga and shit. She just wanted to say nigga, and that was her way to do it, and she got it, and then she got something else for it, and it's like...
It's the same thing with, like...
I hate that argument with white people when they say, oh, why can't I say it? It's like... well, you can say it, but you know, there's repercussions. It's like,
thank
it's
you.
Like,
I always say, you're allowed to say it. Go ahead. Good luck. That's what I always say.
Right. Yeah. It's like, but it's like, racist white people have told black people they can't have anything for years. They told them they can't live in certain neighborhoods. They told them they can't go to certain schools. They can't go to certain jobs. They can't fucking live in certain neighborhoods. And black people tell white people, you can't say this. Like, whoa, you're out of line, buddy. Like, this is just blasphemy. Like, no, dog, you just can't say that. That's it. You know what I mean?
It's a social experiment where you tell white people there's one thing that they cannot do that black people are allowed to do. It's the most basic way of saying, like, in a way, this should be a sample of a different person's experience. Do you understand what it feels like to not be able to do something that someone else can do for no reason? And they cannot get that. And they're just still going to say it at karaoke and be like, it was in the song. Like, no, like, no, no,
you just,
no.
You can't do this, man. Dude, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like don't they, when you're doing karaoke, don't they block it out?
I bet.
I've never done.
Depends what state, buddy. Depends
karaoke. So
right.
I wonder,
does it
show
state,
up?
Yeah.
Listen,
screen?
I've done karaoke in Maine. It's just the N-word. It's just fucking...
And I was actually telling my boy about that shit, too. Like, you know, like... I'm going to say two... I said actually on my podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know, like, there's two kind of white people that fucking bug me, bro. It's like, all right, the real... Like, the classic racist you see, like, the rural white person, you know what I'm saying? He lives in the woods, and he's just a racist, and... And yep. Those people annoy me the most because it's like, all right, you don't come in contact with black people. Maybe see one black person a year if you're lucky, because you tell them not to come to your neighborhood, you threaten them, you commit violence on them, and you still find a way to blame these people for your problems. Like, how is somebody who you don't come in contact with you fucking up your life? Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, you know, you haven't seen a black person in a year and a half, but somehow black people are ruining your life.
Yeah, you're away from them. You got what you wanted. You got what you wanted, and you're still not happy.
And you're still fucking crazy.
Yeah, that should tell you. That should tell you who you are. People can't look fucking
just
into themselves.
It's ridiculous, man. And it's like, and it's like I said, like, I work maintenance jobs. Like, I worked a bunch in my life. Mm-hmm. I've worked with poor black people. I work with poor white people, and trust me, there is no difference between poor white people. They're the same. They go to the same offices to get their welfare checks. They do the same food stamps. They eat the same food. They watch the same Maury shows. It's not a difference, but for some reason,
I love Maury, by the way.
Yeah, but for some reason, like, white people be thinking like somehow they're poor because of black people. Like, no, we poor too. Like, if we knew how to fix this poor shit, we would have fixed it already, goddammit, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. It's like, dude, they just fucking, they give you that check, and you see how much comes out for welfare, and you don't even consider, like, here's a good one, right? Walmart, their workers are on welfare, right? Because Walmart won't pay their workers above a certain rate.
A livable wage.
Yeah, so they won't increase their if they could just pay every single Walmart worker. This was a figure a couple of years ago, but at the time it was they could raise the price of every product by 15 cents, pay all these people a livable wage, and then on top of that, they wouldn't have to be on welfare. They would no longer qualify for it, which would in turn make it so all this stuff that Walmart complains about paying about, they wouldn't have to pay for. You see what I'm saying? Because Walmart has to pay into welfare, and the workers also have to pay into welfare because they have to be on welfare. It's
and they
very
actually got in welfare. I mean, welfare. Walmart actually in the store teaches you how to apply for welfare. Like,
yes,
that's the thing they do.
Exactly, but they like literally not only can Walmart pay for it, these people are forced to pay for their own welfare essentially because of Walmart's decision to do this. And so, like, dude, you could literally raise it 15 cents and make just as much money, or make a little less.
imagine working for Walmart, being on welfare, and your check has welfare taken out of it.
That's what I'm saying. Can you pour sand in a bucket with a hole at the bottom?
Just give me the money back right now.
Dude, it's mind-blowing. But crazy. It's not even just math. Like they say, but some of it is deliberate. Some of it's a fucking, it's a cultural idea that they hold, that they want to uphold, you know, let's not move this thing here. So there's more to it than, you know, when these things are justified, this is what kills me. When these things are justified as being just the way you got to handle it, or like, it's just the way the numbers go up, or like they can show you three fucking pages of a graph that somehow prove that they're doing everything that they can. It's not the case.
Right. When you choose profit over somebody's like humanity, essentially, like, that shit is just sickening, where it's just like, especially when you see these dudes like, yo, you got $40 billion, do you really need another billion, dog? Like, is that really gonna break the bank for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. But like, I don't understand it, bro. I never will understand it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's a false equivalence, but I always state this to people. I mean, you have the other day Elon Musk had his rocket launch, right? SpaceX. And it's the first time a private company has gone into space. Like, NASA was a government program, so like, in some ways that's a big deal. And would you rather have Elon Musk have that ship or everyone has healthcare? Like, and it's a false equivalence, but literally you look at these things and you go, well,
like,
clearly
fuck
most
your rockets, bro. Like, my thing with that fucking rocket shit is like, yo, this NASA, they haven't found anything worth anything in space forever. But what you're gonna figure out what that, like, yo, bro, like, just like, fuck the rockets, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need a fucking rocket, man.
No, man, no one gets
it. If he does, NASA's gonna look bad as fuck.
Yeah.
Elon Musk finds alien life on his first trip. NASA's been doing this shit for fucking 60 years.
But I always wonder what the fuck NASA does all day.
Play with
they haven't
that
had
ditch.
No great findings in ever.
No, they've been
shut
down.
How they still get funded?
They've been shut down,
they
essentially.
They get very little funding now.
Yeah, they're done. I think as of a few years ago, they were done. But Trump did launch the Space Force, which is a whole, like, other weird thing.
I heard of that. What is the Space Force?
Well, dude, it's a branch of the military for space. And really, no one really knows.
To fight people in space that we haven't even found yet?
Dude, it seems like the dumbest thing on the planet, and that's what everyone's saying. But there's a little tiny part of me that has seen the UFO videos, and have you seen those? There's real ones.
I've seen a UFO in real life.
Really?
I ain't tell you that.
No, I mean, go ahead, dude. We got 10 minutes, by the way.
Yeah, I used to work at Lowe's, and I used to work the morning, like the 4 o'clock in the morning shift, like whatever before the store even opens, and putting shit away and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
I swear on my life, I seen this shit with my own fucking eyes, bro. So we was just chilling. You know, it's still dark outside.
Yeah.
And we're just waiting for my boss was always like 10, 15 minutes late. So we would just be sitting outside in the parking lot on our cars waiting for this dude. So I'm sitting on my fucking, sitting on the hood of my car, just chilling, waiting for this dude.
Yeah.
And I just happen to look up and I just see like a green light in the sky. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I swear on my life, I swear on everything I love, this shit went, it was a green light and it went like this. And then just disappear like that, bro. And when I say this shit was moving like fast as fuck, I was like,
yeah,
what the fuck was that?
It moved more quickly than any sort of technology.
Yo, like, no fucking plane, nothing can move that fucking fast, bro. Dog, I was like, oh, shit. Like,
hold up. Did it look like, I'm going to bring it up on the screen. It's kind of hard to, hold on. Let me, all right.
I just thought I saw one a week ago.
So this is a Navy. So what happened was, this is an official video from the Navy. Okay.
We can see it.
Yep. And the Pentagon has confirmed this. And they have said they do not know what this technology is. Right. So 1 second. So it locks in right there.
So that's that little dot.
That little dot. They got it. And then they zoom in. And this is, again, this thing is moving this quickly.
And moving
along, yeah. And then I believe they get a closer view. If not, there's another view of one of these things. But anyway, it's moving so fucking quickly. Here, let me pull it back to here. So this is another shot. This is a different one. But this is above the clouds. And basically the thing is, like, it's a saucer, right? It's like, on its side. And also, the way that, like, the propulsion system it has isn't heat. You have to use fire, usually, if you're using, like, a traditional plane. And it can't turn like that. Like, the angles that you were describing, how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
So this guy went on. I heard a whole interview with him. I can send it to you. And he just talks about how, no, the propulsion system is completely different. Like, nothing can move like that.
Except aliens.
Man, it's either aliens, and maybe that's why Trump started, you know, this Space Force thing, or it's some kind of foreign technology that, like, China has, or maybe we're doing it. Yeah, it's possible that we're doing it, like, we're making them, and, like, we're just not telling people about it, but, yeah, it seems pretty fucking crazy. I'll say this, if we get to Mars, they should give that shit to black people and just let them fucking
a whole new planet.
Yeah, just let them start over, because what the fuck, we fucked this one up.
Yeah, this one's fucked this one up bad.
Plenty, dude. We got 5 minutes left.
You think about leaving America at all? Because I've been thinking, I was looking into Irish citizenship.
No, it's so funny. The last, like, 2 months, I've been watching mad videos on people who just left America, black people in particular. And the other day, I was talking to Sam, and we were talking about that shit. Like, we should just fucking leave. Like, I was thinking about Canada or, like, the UK. You know what
me
I
too,
mean?
Man.
Like,
dude, go somewhere warm, dude, where you live like a king with American money, dude. Like,
that's true.
Go to Thailand with, like, $20, well, you get a woman to fold your clothes and suck your dick for a month.
you gotta hope it's a girl.
like, Fiji. That's...
Yeah, dude, I've been thinking.
But it's like, the thing about me is, like, I mean, that would be great, but you know what I mean? I'm not a beach guy, so I would get tired.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But I would be like, all right, you know, like, it's all right, it's a beach.
Yeah. I want to, like, dude, I mean, it's not even just, I mean, one, it's disturbing what's fucking going on here, and, like, the citizens are being treated bad and a bunch of other things, but it's also just, like, the lifestyle. It's like, what are we putting up with this for, you know?
Dude, I feel like Americans just work nonstop their whole lives
and just die.
They just fucking die, man. They don't even, most people, you work in 10-hour days, 12-hour days, you barely see your kids. Both your parents are working, your kids are raised in daycare.
Yeah.
I was like, that's what I said, move to, like, UK. I can still be a comedian out there. you know what I'm saying? Like,
they speak English, man.
Yeah, it was just like, I just kinda. Because Sam was telling me, like, some of our friends moved to the UK, like, a black people, and he said it's just different. Like, yeah, they got their fucking UK problems, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, you don't feel, like, on edge, like, how black people feel out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And I would leave the country, bro. I would, like, at this point, it's like, it can't be no worse than this shit.
Yeah, man. And it's like, I mean, look, weird silver lining, but I think white people are going to start to get it when they start being treated, you know, not as badly as black people, but the cops start really using their shit on them. Like, when I had an experience with a cop when I was, like, I think I was, like, 20, and he just lied and just fucking, like, dude, he cuffed me and slammed my head against the trunk. And I was, in my mind, I was like, well, I'll just tell them this happened and they'll understand. And then I did in court, and I realized, like, oh, they can do whatever they want.
That's not a level
That's
playing
the biggest,
field, yeah.
The biggest lie ever. And this is when someone tells you, and you can tell this is a dude who's never interacted with the police or the court system, is he says, just do what he tells you and deal with it in court. Because, dude, the court is his friend, dude. That's like if you fight with your girlfriend and her mother is the arbiter. She decides how to fix the fucking problem.
Yeah. Bro, I remember one time, right, I fucking was probably like 6-7 years ago. This is back when weed was still, like, illegal. Like, you couldn't have weed on you and shit.
Yeah.
So I was going to go meet up with somebody, right? I'm driving. I probably left my house. I'm probably 7 minutes from my house, bro. A cop pulls me over. one pulls up in front of me and one pulls on the side of me, and I'm on the curb, so I can't go anywhere. I'm like, what the fuck? I just left the fucking house, right? So they walk up to my car. I guess some girl around there had got robbed, and the guys that robbed her had the same as that car I had, right? So whatever, they go through my fucking, but my thing is, like, once y'all pull me over and realize I wasn't the guy, shouldn't that have just been the end of the fucking thing? Like, it would have been over, like, over with the whole whatever.
Yeah.
So then they start going through my car. Of course, I had weed on me and shit. Then they fucking, like, the two of the cops were going to just say, hey, like, it's just weed. They probably was, they was like, yo, let this guy go. And then the fucking.
Just by the way, this might cut you off, but we'll jump into a new
thing. Yeah, and then fucking, it's all right. And then, like, the top, like, the girl was like, she was outranking them. She's like, no, arrest him. They was like, for what, dog? Like, this is just weed. And she's like, so I went to jail for weed, dog. Like,
Jesus Christ.
I was just like, yo, like, what the fuck, dog? Like, I just had left my crib like 7 minutes before then, dog. You know what I'm saying?
God damn it, dude. I don't it's think fucking.
People realize how often cops illegally search. Like, yeah. It happened to me and a friend. Like, the day they made it a law that they couldn't search a car because, in mass because of the smell of weed, a cop grabbed us. It was 420. Pulled us over and goes, get out. Just search. Just went in. It wasn't like, didn't hey, matter. Can I look in your car? It's just like, I'm doing this. And what are we going to say?
Yeah. Didn't matter. Didn't matter.
Like, you fucking.
Wait, are you guys saying we shouldn't trust cops? Should that be the final thought?
I'm just saying they don't follow the rules that they make us follow.
Yeah, and so we can't find much of a reason to tell you to follow them either. And we thank you for joining us, and we'll see you soon. All right, you guys want to plug your stuff?
Oh, you want to do it right now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do we got enough time?
Probably not. I'll just include it in the thing.
That's cool, bro. All right, well-